Sally has been thrown overboard. The water is cold, and it drags her down. She sees a big, black shape silhouetted against the dark green water, and the flutter in her stomach is replaced by fear. The shape grows as it moves toward her, and she realizes what's in front of her. A giant whale! Its mouth is open, the size of a Ferris wheel, and it's sucking in water. Sally can feel herself being pulled into this giant black hole. She kicks her legs and flails her arms, but little does it help. The whale draws her in. Sally treads water inside the whale's stomach. The sound of blood running through its veins is soothing. And Sally leans back and floats.
Hi there,
the whale says. You can talk! Sally says, stretching her arms and legs like a starfish. The whale laughs.
Of course.
All whales can. We talk whalish.
Oh,
Sally says, floating around inside of the whale, among glowing worms and empty seashells.
I didn't know that. I'm Sally, by the way. Do you have a name?
Madagascar.
Madagascar? Isn't that a place somewhere?
I was named after the place where I was born. Sally says.
Oh, want to see what I can do?
Show me.